Flashback, 50 Hollywood stars who accused Trump of treason, collusion with Russia. By Justin Caruso on March 25, 2019. Left-wing Hollywood stars have spent the past 2 years spreading wild conspiracy theories about President Donald Trump and Russian collusion, with a slew of celebrities calling him a traitor, a puppet, a thug, a urine lapper for Putin and predicting that he will be in chains soon. Many Hollywood stars made these accusations following Trump's press conference with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Helsinki, Finland. Others accused Trump of treason for no apparent reason at all. Yet, according to the Attorney General William Barr's letter to Congress Sunday, Special Counsel Robert Mueller found no evidence whatsoever of the Trump campaign colluding with Russia during the 2016 election. Here are 50 Hollywood stars who participated in the conspiracy smear campaign against the president. He's a traitor, he has sold himself, and soon he will sell U.S., Bette Midler panicked in July. Rosie O'Donnell, like many in Hollywood, called Trump's summit a hashtag treason summit. Arrest Trump when Air Force One lands. I want to see him in chains, filmmaker Michael Moore said. Actor John Cusack declared Trump treasonous from day one. Barbara Streisand shared a New York Times article that called Trump a treasonous traitor. Kim Jong-un, please come through those doors, join it real Donald Trump and Putin on this hashtag treason summit stage and take this song and dance show over the top, Jeffrey Wright said. This moron, puppet, coward sided with Putin over our own intelligence agencies. On a world stage. Based on nothing more than Putin's word. Why? Can anyone answer that? What the hell is happening? Politics aside, this is 100% un-American. Where are you GOP? Actor Chris Evans said. Late-night hosts went nuts, with CBS Stephen Colbert calling the Helsinki meeting treasonous. Jimmy Kimmel also piled on Trump at the time, and has since repeated the insinuation that Trump has committed treason. The View's Joy Behar also accused Trump of treason over the press conference with Putin. In December, TBS late-night crank Samantha Bee also repeated the treason smear against the commander-in-chief. Since 2017, HBO's Bill Maher has made similar accusations against Trump, which he repeated this year. Rob Reiner also recently accused Trump of treason, saying in an unhinged social media post that the president is committing treason against the United States of America. He is aiding and abetting the enemy in the war against ISIS and the cyber war against Russia. He has turned the world's oldest democracy into a wholly owned subsidiary of Vladimir Putin. GOP, wake up. Trump Putin 2020. We are no longer running against the GOP, we are running against Russia and the GOP. Collusion is okay, Mark Ruffalo said in 2017. Prior to the 2016 election, actor Adam Scott was already smearing Trump. It's like a Nixon being mad about not having more pro-Nixon sketches during Watergate. Our president committed treason and it's not going to be about sketches, Judd Apatow said last year. Actress-turned-activist Deborah Messing accused Trump of putting pro-Russia agenda before the United States' best interests in September. Putin is giving Trump talking points and actions to take to help undermine the very country he is from. We have a domestic enemy running our country pissing on about allies who shows fealty only to Putin. This is not America. This is Russia, Netflix host Chelsea Handler said last year. Pop star Cher accused Trump of being a liar, thug, crook, traitor who's ruining America. Look at Putin, just pulling those strings. Real Donald Trump puppet, Wanda Sykes said. President Punk just sold out his country. And more importantly ours the USA, Michael Keaton said. Today Trump formally surrendered the US to Russia, Patricia Arquette declared. Today, July 16, 2018, a date which will live in infamy. The United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked and betrayed by our president. We will gain the inevitable triumph, so help us all true patriots. Hashtag treason summit hashtag president asset Mark Hamill said. To think Putin only has a P-tape at this point seems unrealistic. I mean, Trump is certainly a urine lapper. I mean, how else did he get his nickname, hashtag urine lapping Donnie? But for Trump to be this submissive to Putin, there must be something more. Hashtag treason summit, disgraced filmmaker James Gunn said. SNL faux Trump Alec Baldwin accused Trump of treason over his plan to cut taxes. Author Stephen King accused Trump of being in Putin's pocket because he congratulated his election victory. Even minor stars got in on the action. Rapper Ice Cube called for Trump to be arrested, calling him Russian intelligence, while Sons of Anarchy star Ron Perlman simply predicted that Trump will soon be in chains. Check out all the Hollywood conspiracy mongering.